Shabbos, Zohar, and Purim. The Rambam writes the following, that Megillah will not be bottled, and he kayemis loilam. And he says, why? Says the Rambam, v'ari ki kayemis ki chamisha chum shetura ki ilchus eshba al peh, shu bi kayemis like chamisha chum shetura to ilchus eshba al peh, she'inam betelim loilam. And he says, the source for the posuk v'zichram loyosu bizarum. So the Rav, the Pesuk Rav, asks and is quoted in Kodesh Chanukah Megillah from the Liturgim, how do you see for the Pesuk, V'zichram ul'yos mizarum? So the Pesuk Rav says, because the Yerushalmi learns from the Zichram ul'yos mizarum, he can't shekovu l'chachomim mesechta. That Mepurim, not only there is a halacha, there are koveya Megillah, but there are koveya mesechet to Purim. And you see that, right? Because Mesechta Megillah is a special Mesechta dedicated for Purim, for the Megillah. And the truth is, has a lot of things which are not really relevant to it. Lemashal, he has all the Midrashim on the Megillah, which is basically not part of Bavli usually. And also has a Perek dedicated to Ilchus Beis HaKnesses. So technically, should not have a Mesechta. The only reason he did Mesechta because of the Pesuk V'zichram L'yosov Mizarum is that there is a Din Zecher on the Megillah, which is Torah Shebal Peh. Now the Pesuk Rav explains, how do you see that from the Pesuk V'zichram L'yosov Mizarum? Because the Loshon Zecher is Zohir Bepeh, the Sifri say, right? The Zohir is Bepeh. In Torah Kohanim says, Zohir She'teshoyne Beficha, because Zohar is something which you could forget. And therefore, there's a din of Zohar, which is a din of Torah Shebal Peh. Mimela, once there is a Mesech, that the din Torah Shebal Peh, then is Kayemis, ki ilkuis Torah Shebal Peh, that's what the Rambam writes. And the question is, why is there a din of Torah Shebal Peh in the Megillah? Why is there a special chidush that there are koveya, that there is not a locha only that Megillah has to have, as we will see soon, to be written in the Sefer, also there is a din of Torah Shebal Peh. Why do you need both? The truth is, the Gros says something similar in a different vein. And the Pesuk Rav quotes in his Sefer in Chumash. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Ksoiv Zois beSefer, beSin beOzni Yeshua, Kimochoi Emche Zecher HaMolek. So there is this double language, ksoif zoi zikoron besefer, and then v'sim be'ozni Yeshua. What's its double language? So Rashi explains, ksof zoi zikoron besefer, you should write the story of what happened, which means what Amalek did to us. V'sim be'ozni Yeshua, you should give Yeshua tzivui to go ahead and to kill Amalek, because you know that the mitzvah of mechias Amalek is only when you come to Eretz Yisrael, so it's only given to Yeshua, not prior to. The Pesuk Rav quotes the Groy, the Groy is in Piyashmua, that the Groy says the following, that both of them go on Zechiras Ma'isi Amalek. So what's the difference between Ksov Zoy Zikon Besefer and Sin Be'ozni Yeshua? That Ksov Zoy Zikon Besefer is the Din which is written, that we'll soon see that the Megillah needs a Sefer, and the Megillah, the writing, is the story of Amalek. But when you have it, there are no nekudas. You don't know how to read it. You know, the Gemara says that Yov actually made a mistake. Instead of reading Zecher HaMolek, he read Zohar HaMolek. So the Sin Be'ozni Yeshua teach him how to read, teach him the nekudas, that it should be Zecher. So again, in Zechiras Ma'isei HaMolek, there is a double aspect. There is an aspect which is Torah Shebichsav, which is Ksov Zoyz Bikor Be'Sefer, and there's a din of Torah Shebal Peh of how to read it. Again, this double idea. And by the way, on this din of Torah Shebal Peh, we know that even today we don't know how to read. Some people read Zecher, some people read Zecher. That's why we read both times. So even on the Torah Shebal Peh, there is a sophic of how to read. And the question is, here again, you have a din Torah Shebal Peh on Zechiras Ma'isei HaMolek. Why is that so? And the number three is the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Zayin says the following. Shol chalam Esther lachachomim. Esther said to the chachomim, "Kisvun ledoires, write my story ledoires." Shalchula, they answer her back. It says the pasuk, "Haloi kosavti lach." And the pasuk is Mishle, "Haloi katavti lecha sholishim b'motzes v'das." I wrote to you sholishim, and Chazal learned sholishim means I wrote ideas in a triple format, to tell you, shol shalishim velo revim, in three parts, in a three-party, and not a fourth way, which means I roll in the triple way, not in the quadruple way. So it said, Ad shemotzu lavikra kosov, until they finally found a pasuk in the Torah that says, Ksov zoi zikoron besefer, and they learned Ksov zois means write this, which is the story of Parshas Beshalach and Mishneh Torah is counted as one. Zikorin, what's written in the Nevi'im, and Besefer is the third one. So they vacated the third one, and vacated is Mashekosu Bamegillah. So all the Achroinim and the Shoinim, yes, one second. Here we all agree that is a triple. You only could write it three times, not four. And that's why they didn't want to write the Megillah, because they had three times already, which is Parshas Beshalach, Parshas Kesetze, and you had the story in the mindset of Shaul. But then they found out and decided from the pasuk that you could count the two together, the Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Kesetze, is Torah, is counted as one. What did they see there from the pasuk of Zikoros Besefer? Why couldn't they have said the same thing before? Why? They found the post of Ksav Zoizikor Besefer. So says in the Pnei Yeshua, because the word Zois is extra. So Zois is telling us that all the Torah, which is a Torah Zois, the Zois a Torah Shesa Boishe, is counted as one. So the Zois means the Torah Shebichsav is one, which means that Torah Shebichsav is the Chumash, which is Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Kitetze, and from the word Zois, is telling you Vizois HaTorah that all the Torah's Moshe is counted as one. Mimela, there is an extra place for Kriyas HaMegillah. Interestingly enough, we learn from the word Vizois, right? Vizois is a very interesting trigger word. We know that the word Vizois is the word that says by Yovel, Bishnasa Yovel HaZois, the Zohar learned that in 1648, in Shnas Tach, was Mashiach supposed to come from the Shana Vezois. And this is Vezois that vacated and allowed Megillah to be written in the Ksuvim. Is there a significance to it? Right? How, why does the Torah word use the word Vezois Dafka to allow Chumash to be counted as one, and Mimela, the Megillah, to be allowed? To answer all of this, we're going to learn the Gro, what the Gro says in the Chumash Agro. And is the following. Torah is learned in three ways. There is Torah Shebir. The Pasuk says like this. Hashmen. Hashmen lev ha'am hazeh ve'oznav achbed ve'inav hosha. Penire beina vubeoznav ishmol vov yovin veshover of olay zdaftor in Pashas Isroi, and that's the posuk in Yeshaya. So there are three things. Hashmin levam, there is the lev, veoznav achbed, veinav hosha. So says the Gro, because there are three aspects in Torah. There is Torah shebichsav, there is Torah shebalpe, and there's the Torah of the heart. And the Torah of the heart, the Gro learns, is the idea of soides. Soide ha Torah, that's the idea of because we know the Gemara in Chagiga says that Soides, you cannot teach to anybody. Only Chochom HaMevin Midaito, you have to understand on your own. He's told the Uvnes Adeliba. And therefore the Pasuk says like this, Hashmein Levam Azeh, the Zohar says first, it makes thicken the heart to prevent Torah and Soides from entering the heart. The first thing that you do, the Zohar, is to prevent the Torah from entering the heart, not focusing in the esoteric part of Torah. Once you do that, Oznav Achbed, you stop learning Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh without Soides, without bringing to the heart, doesn't make much sense. And once you do that, Penirebei is Ve'enav Hosha, then you stop, you close your eyes, you don't even learn Torah Shebal Chsav anymore. But why? Because the Zohar is afraid, Penirebei, because perhaps if you don't do that, you're going to learn Torah Shebichsav, Yireh Beinav, Ubeozav Ishma, then you learn Torah Shebal Peh to explain Torah Shebichsav, Ulevo Veyovin, and then your heart will understand. And if you do that, Veshover Ofala, you know that you're going to go ahead and do Tshuva and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gro, there is three Torahs. There is Torah Shebichsav, there is Torah Shebal Peh, and there is the Torah of the heart. The Torah of the heart is the understanding of the Soides, which the Soidei HaTorah is the feelings the perception, the understanding, the meditative aspect, the experience of it. And that is very necessary, because the Zohar knows that once you take that Torah of the heart out, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav fall apart. And the derech is, you go to Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and then you reach the Saidus. So the Gros says this idea, and which is already mentioned in the same way also, not already, but the Meshkarov mentions a very similar idea in Chumash, that there is really three aspects. The Torah of the heart, there is the Torah of the eye, and then there is something called the Torah of the ear, which is the Torah of the mouth, and there is such a thing called the Torah of the heart. He quotes the Sifrei Nazin, "V'yomer lehem simu levavchem l'chol hadvarim melamed shetzorech ha'adam shiyu einav velibo ve'oznav mechuvonim ledibur Torah." There are three things: einav, libo, ve'oznav. Follow the same growth. Einav, Torah Shebichsav. Oznav is listening, is counterpart of the mouth, right? That you listen to the traditions, which is Torah Shebal Peh. And then you have the Torah of the heart. According to the Rav, the Briskrov, the Torah of the heart is the chidushim and the dinim that you create on your own, the creativity. You give me this, that's going to Rambam, are creative alochas. The idea of, although Torah Shebal Peh relates to tradition, which is the concept of the Torah of the mouth or the Torah of the ear, but then there is the Torah of the heart, which is creativity, which is innovation, the balance between innovation and creativity. So, which the Gorf says, the Torah of the heart is Shiyasimu lev lidrush be'atzman dover mitoch dover mitoch adoyra shatoyra didreshes bohem. And the Ruskrov explains very nicely the psukim in Sefer Dvorim, ki ha-mitzvah zois lo nifleis velo rechoika. There's always this double language. It's lo nifleis, it's not away from you, and lo rechoika is not distant. Lo yibashomayim is not the shomayim, velo me'evra yam. Ki karov elecha beficha bilvovcha lasoise. Always these double ideas. And he says, you know why? Because here the pasuk says, ki ha-mitzvah zois. The word mitzvah relates to Torah Shebal Peh. Like the Rambam says, he quotes the Gemara that ha-mitzvah, mitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh, because it teaches you how to do the mitzvahs. The Torah Shebal Peh is divided into, there is a tradition, which is keneged the oizen, keneged the peh, and then there is something called the havonas hadvorim, the understanding, the Torah of the heart. So therefore he says, ki korov elecha dover, so that's the pasuk says, a mitzvah zo is lo niflis imcho, is not something esoteric from you. That relates to the Torah of the heart. Lo rechoika is not distant, which is the Torah of the ear, that you don't have to go far away to listen to it. And then the pasuk says, lo yiba shomayim, is not ba shomayim, because the Torah of the heart, you would assume that perhaps in the shomayim, lo yiba shomayimi, and velo rechoika, you don't have to go across the sea to listen to it. That's keneged the Torah of the ear, of the mouth. Ki garov elecha beficha bilvavcha. The Torah is close to you, to your mouth and to your heart. Torah of the heart and Torah of the mouth. So again, the Briskrov learns how the Grohl learns the Torah of the heart is the Torah of the Soides. The Kabbalah is the esoteric learning. According to the Briskrov, is the Torah of the heart is the Torah of understanding, of havon, of creativity, of the droshes. That is the Torah of the heart. But clearly, both the Briskrov and what the Gros says beferush is, they are two aspects of Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, the Torah has these three parts. Says the Gros the following. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu by Milchemes Yeshua is Ksoiv Zoyz Yikor Be'sefer Torah Shebichsav V'sim Be'ozni Yeshua, and you give Be'ozni Yeshua, and Mimelei to enter to the heart, and therefore will be mochoi emche zecher amolek. And this, getting into the heart, will destroy and erase amolek. To explain this is the following. The Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh are the two gateways to enter into the heart. Because Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, they have to fuse together. And it's not enough just to learn Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. A person has to internalize, to make part of himself, to make it part of the heart, to unify the two in the heart. How do you do that? Either through meditation in the Soides, or the Briskrov says, through learning, understanding, creativity. It needs to be part of ourselves. interestingly enough, that in the Chassidish world, the Eglital in the October says the same thing. Why is there a mitzvah to have Hanoi in Torah? And the reason is, it says, because for you to connect, to absorb, to internalize Torah, you need to have pleasure, because Oineg connects. He says, Befirush, that's why a bia, some kind of a relationship, which there's no pleasure, it's a pain, doesn't connect, is not the Bosar Echod. Bosar Echod, something connects, the Gemara Sanhedrin says. You need a connection, you need internalizing. The only way you do it is turning it into the Torah of the heart. To explain this a little better, you could look at what the Chofetz Chaim, which Dari explains. We know that there is this two Shemus, which is the Shem Ein Beis and the Shem Samech Gimel. Yud Kei Vav Kei, you could spell the Vav, Vav Yud Vav, and that adds to 72, and that's called the Shem HaChochma. But you could spell, instead of Vav Yud Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, nine numbers letter S, and that's called the name of number 63, which is Keneged Bina. That's Keneged the Hay of Shem Shamayim. The Yud, which is the Nekuda, the beginning, it's Chochma. In Keneged Chochma, that's the Yud, the operative, and that's 72. Keneged, the idea of the Aleph, which is developing, taking a Yud, connecting with a Vav to a Yud below. The Aleph is a Yud, Vav, Yud. So therefore, that Aleph, which is expanding the Yud, projecting the Yud, is Keneged Hashem Samech Gimel, Keneged Bina, which is Dover B'Toch Dover. That's the intellect, the thinking, the machshava, the thought process, Kibiyochol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. But interestingly enough, this is Merumas owing the Vav. The difference between the Shem Samech Gimel and the Shem Ein Beis is how you spell the Vav. Why is Dafka the spelling of the Vav? So Harav Septimus, in his Pirush, Toitras Chaim, quotes already the Zohar. And the Zohar says the following. Hanistoris Lashem Elokeinu Do'inun Abba Ve'ima. Chochma and Bina, which is Abba Ve'ima, is Hanistoris Lashem Elokeinu. We don't understand it at all, the Chochma and the Bina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'anigloiz, how does it reveal? Lonu Ulevoneinu. It's only Nigle through the something called the Zoh. It's only Nigle through something which is called the Zohar and the Nekeva. The Zohar and the Nekeva is Kibiyochol, the Vav and the Hay. The Yud and the Hay, you can't appreciate what they are only through the Vav and the Hay. The Vav and the Hay is the connection. Vav is connection. Vav and the Hay is Keneged to Rashi B'Chsav and to Rashi Balpe. The Gros says in Shirashirim, Vav is Keneged the Shisa Sidrei Mishnah, and the Hay is Keneged Chamisha Chamshei Torah, Shakeini Min Shiko Ispiyo. Through to Rashi B'Chsav and to Rashi Balpe, you could relate, understanding the Ninim, the Gilui, Niglo is Lonul Vaneinu, that's how you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his understanding, and that's connecting to your heart, which in your heart you have in the subconscious way the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Davka Devov, which is the connection, Vav is Meloshon Chibur, as we know, Vav means a hawk. Devov is the connection. Through Devov, you can perceive the Yud of Chochma, that's Keneged the Shemai Beis, and understand the Hay of the Aleph of Bina, which is the expansion of the Yud, which is the Aleph of the Shem Samech Gimel. Therefore, Davka in the Vav, you see the difference, because the perception of Chochma and Bina can only be done through the connecting points, which are Kibiyochol, the Bonim, through the intermediaries, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, which is the Hay and the Vav. I always say that's why the Mikubalim never taught Torah directly. They only taught Torah through Talmidim. You could only understand what they were saying through the Talmidim. But Reb Chaim, look at Dari, right? Dari, only we know what he said through Reb Chaim Vital. Only through Reb Chaim Vital you could perceive. Tzadok always says you could only understand the parents through the children. If you want to see, let's say, Mendelssohn, the whole idea was Mendelssohn good or not in his life was a very big debate. Once you saw his Talmidim, from his Talmidim, you could perceive and have a perception of who the Rebbe is. Look at Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, Darshan Kisri Haoisius. We don't have those droshas. What we have, through his Talmid, through Shimon Yochai, we have the esoteric Torah, which is the Torah Sasoit of Rebbe Akiva, always to Talmidim. And the reason is because in Shem Shomayim is the same thing. It can only preserve the Yud and the Hay through the Vav and the Hay. What Amalek does, he separates the two. He says the Yud and the Hay should be, but the Kisa is not Sholem because he separates. He creates a world that you cannot raise and internalize. You think that the world here of the rational intellect never goes and never enters, penetrates your heart. He creates that separation. Asher korcha baderech. The korcha baderech is, that's krirus, that he understands that, that's why he makes the vav and the hey, that's why the kisa is not sholem. The aleph is missing of the kisa. Kial dar kesko, the aleph is missing. The aleph is the bina, the connecting the lower yud to a higher yud, which is the aleph, right, which is a yud, the Yud connected with a slanted Vav, he takes that away. And that's why he breaks the Vav and the Hay, that the Vav and the Hay don't internalize. Our avoida against him is using Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh to fuse it together, to be able to transcend and to enter into the Torah of the heart. That's why the avoida dafka here is, you know, on Purim, there is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, because you need both. You need to fuse both to be able to create that unity that penetrates the heart. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'chosavti sholishim, I want triple. What the milchom against Amalek is the triple, is to take the two into the three. And the word vezois means the point of Torah. You know the point of Torah is connecting the Chumash to the Nevi'im, and turn it into Ksuvim, because Ksuvim is that blend, is the blend of inspiration and Torah Shebichsav. So it's inspiration, which is human, which is in very ways similar to Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's written. It's that fusing. That fusing is what Amalek is trying to prevent. That's why his Chibur Zohar and Akeva, there's no Chibur Zohar and Akeva. His Chibur Zohar and Akeva is Mishka Zohar. He prevents the two from connecting together. Our avoid is to bring it together. I always say the word Zecher, there are two ways of reading. Zecher with a Tzere, which are two Nekudas, and Zecher, which is a Segel with three Nekudas. Because Amalek wants to do it two points, two dots, unconnected. And the avoid is Zecher Amalek, which is the triple, which is the Sholishim, which in essence is the Segel that connects the two and allows it to transcend and to penetrate the heart. That's the avoid of Purim. The avoid of Purim is Torah Shebichsav in Torah Shebaal Peh, but then doing Torah Shebichsav in Torah Shebaal Peh, we are able to penetrate to the heart through the Nichnas Yain Yoitzesod Chai Vodem Levasume Bepura De Lo Yoda, taking it from a pure knowledge, rational knowledge, into an experiential knowledge, into Nichnas Yain Yoitzesoid. That is the avoid of Purim, taking Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh in a transcendence experiential format, which is Ad Delo Yoda, which is taking the Tzere and turning it into Segel. And Rabbi said, this is the avoid of Purim. The avoid of Purim is that we live in this world and we don't have Nevuah. How do we actually battle against Amalek? The battle against Amalek is taking Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, combining it and penetrating through the heart. According to the Briskers, according to the Briskerov, you do this by the Brisker Derech, by creativity, the Gishmak in learning. According to the Groh, you do this with Kabbalah, with the esoteric part of Torah, the meditative part of Torah, no matter how you do it. But the important part against Amalek is turning Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh not as oilam chitzoin asher korcha baderech, but just the opposite, a way to internalize, to absorb, to experience, and to really appreciate what Torah is all about.